那我们每一次来到教会的时候，不管是在主日的聚会、其他聚会，我们一定要相信神的应许、神的同在。
So no matter where we go, we need to trust in the promise of the Lord that He is with us.
那主说：“你们两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们的当中。”
So Jesus said that when two or three pray together in my name, I will be among you.
他说的话是真的还是假的？
Is it true that when He says that?
我们基督徒说：“是的，我相信他的话。”但是到具体遇到事情的时候，你一定要。
So even though we believe in his words, but when things actually happen, you have to, you know, choose to believe what he says.
那最近我听一些见证，真的非常鼓励我的信心。
So recently, I heard many testimony that actually strengthened my faith.
以后有机会，我可以来放一些视频。
Maybe I will find opportunity to show you in the videos.
就是你知道，在关键的时候，当你愿意听的时候，神一定会讲话。
So in the critical time when you are willing to listen, He's going to speak to you.
他会把这个你要讲的话也会放在你的里面。圣经讲。
And Bible also said that He will also put the words in your mouth for you to speak it out.
有很多很多的见证。
And there are many, many testimonies like that.
那我自己也经历过很多。
I have also experienced the same.
我们中间也有好多的经历。
And a lot of us have also experienced.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候，常常看到异象。
Some of our brothers and sisters, when they pray, they will see visions.
我要鼓励大家，就是说圣经上讲的这些神讲话的方式呢，大家要敞开胸，要去。接受它，要去实践它。
So in the Bible, when they talk about these things, you need to have an open heart, open-minded to receive these promises.
我要问大家一个问题：你觉得声线的讲话清楚呢，还是人线的讲话清楚
？So I want to ask you this question.
从逻辑上讲。
Okay, from a logical point of view, is it more clear when a person speaks to you?
从他的能力上讲，声讲话清楚还是人讲话清楚？
So from a logical point of view, is it more clear when God speaks to you or when people speaks to you? But from a spiritual point of view, which one is more clear?
大姐，你说是神讲话清楚还是人讲话清楚？
So, which one do you think? Is it more clear from God or more clear from man?
当然是神讲话更清楚了，对吧？ Okay. 因为神知道我们里面的一切，我们一切的需要。
Of course, it's more clear when God speaks to you because He knows everything about you.
但为什么好多时候我们听不见呢？
Then how come sometimes we do not hear?
这就是我们一直要学习的。
So this is something that we need to continuously learning.
这就是我们今天为什么要聚在一起学习。
So that is why we need to gather together and learn.
但是我们听见听不见，这是非常重要的，对我们来说。
So whether we can hear it or not is very critical for us.
或者是我们相信不相信它，这是非常重要的。
Or you can say whether we believe it or not, it is very critical.
那前面的日子呢，就说大家主耶稣来的日子很近了，但是更重要的呢，前面面对的呢有好多灾难和挑战，这是更近了。
So the end of the days when he comes back is close, but it's more even closer to our lives when disaster is gonna come, right?
我们怎么能够来明白他的心意
？How do we know his heart?
怎么能够来听见他的声音
？How do we hear from him?
有好多事情发生的事情。不是按照我们的心意发生的时候，我们会不会被神冒犯
？So are we going to get offended when things do not go in our way？
这是我们要特别的，现在要神来训练我们的信心。
So、
好多事情前面的你就发现，在冒犯你，好像神在冒犯你，你要的东西他都不给你。
So this is something we need to practice and learn because.There will be things that God will not grant you, the things that you wish for, and it might offend you.
那你就说神啊，你说有两三个人同心合意祷告，你就为我成全。你在垂听祷告，为什么不听我的祷告呢
？Then you will question God. You said that when two or three get together and pray in my name, you will say yes to the prayer. How come you are not here?
神并没有讲错，他并不撒谎。他说他要成全你的祷告，就是要成全你的祷告。
God never lies. When He says that He will accomplish what you have prayed for.
他说你儿子要鱼的时候不会给蛇，他就不会给蛇。
So when He says, when the child asks you for a fish, you will not give a stone. And it is true that he will not give you a snake. Sorry.
天，你们这些人都知道这样做，何况天上的父亲不把更好的给你吗？
So he said that even the humanly parents know what to do with their children. How much more God is going to give that to you?
但是我们要明白，神会不断的带领我明白他的，不仅仅是明白他的作为，要明白他的道，
But,
明白他的这个神的道。
But we need to know the ways of our Lord.
大姐，我要问大姐一个问题。耶稣有十二个师徒，对不对？
So I want to ask you this question. Jesus has 12 disciples, right?
那其中一个师徒叫约翰，写了启示录、约翰福音、约翰一二三书，对不对？是很贴心的一个门徒。
So,
主耶稣很贴心的门徒。
So one of them is
John.
So he wrote first. Gospel of John, he wrote Revelation, 1 John, 2 John.
他的哥哥叫雅各。
And his brother is Jacob.
你知道他的哥哥也是跟耶稣非常贴心的一个门徒。
And his brother Jacob is also very close to Jesus.
但是有三个门徒非常贴心，一个是彼得，一个是雅各，一个是约翰。
So those are the three disciples that are very close to Jesus, Peter, Jacob, and John.
但是在耶稣复活升天以后，教会刚开始的时候，耶稣雅各就在逼迫中被砍头了。
But when after Jesus died and when church started to rise, Jacob was beheaded.
如果你是约翰，或者你是约翰的爸爸，他约翰的爸爸叫Zebedee,
西比泰，
可能还活着，他怎么想耶稣？
So just imagine the Jacob's dad, okay, Zebedee. When he thought about all this, what do you think he was thinking? You know, at that time when his son got beheaded.
你知道那时候约翰和雅各其实就是十几岁，
so, you know,
十五六岁。
You know, actually, John and Jacob, they were like teenagers at that, around that time.
所以有人研究说，耶稣当时带领一群这个
teenagers，
就是在那红军长征的时候，平均年龄二十一还是多少岁？就是那个就是革命嘛，革命。有人研究说，耶稣就是革命派啊，带领的都是一帮毛头小伙子。那是真的是这样，大部分都是非常年轻的，除了彼得可能有四十多岁。
So besides Peter, maybe about 40, all the rest are very young in their age. So people say that Jesus was like a revolutionist, like be a leader among like very young people, like teenagers, like leading through a revolution.
但是他带领的人被砍头了，十几岁就被砍头了，他的爸爸怎么想？
But those who follow him was, you know, beheaded around like 14, 15, like teenage years.
那约翰怎么想？
What do you think his father thought about that? How about John? What do you think that he thought about?
那你怎么想？
So what do you think about that?
那主耶稣给雅各的应许有没有实现呢？
So the promises that Jesus gave to Jacob, did it come to pass?
我们好多时候为疾病祷告的时候说，神啊，你不是因你的鞭伤我得医治。
So sometimes we pray for our sickness, we say, okay, by your stripe we got healed.
那雅各被砍头，怎么算呢？怎么说呢？
So what about Jacob beheaded?
但是呢，有一天圣经里面记得很清楚，在新耶路撒冷的城，它的根基上面十二颗珍珠，这十二使徒的名字刻在上面，十个使徒是新耶路撒冷城的根基，他们和主耶稣坐在一起。
But the Bible says when the new heaven comes, when new Jerusalem comes, the name of the 12 disciples will be carved on the 12 pearls, and that become the foundation of the newJerusalem.
那今天这些使徒也在天上为我们在祷告。
And even today, those disciples are praying for us in heaven.
要清清楚楚知道，他们耶稣没有骗他们，他是活着的。耶稣说：“信我的人，即使死了也要复活；活着信我的，必永远不死。”你信这话吗？
And indeed, they are alive with Jesus. And Jesus said that those who believe in me will never die, even.
因为
if we die,
we will live.
We will live, yes.
所以神说，神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。他说，我是活人的神，不是死人的神。
So,
在我面前的人都是活着。
So that's why he said, I am the God of Jacob, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. I am the God of the living, not of the dead.
所以今天我们呢，神呼召我们这群人坐在一起呢，第一个信心呢，就是一定要明白我们信仰的核心就是耶稣基督钉死和复活。
So the core of our belief when we gather together is that Jesus Christ crucified on the cross and he was resurrected for us.
他，我们借着信他赐给我们永恒的生命。
And by believing in him, we know that we have this eternal life.
这主耶稣说，让他活着的那是灵，肉体是无益的。
Jesus said that those who lead us to live is our spirit, not our flesh is useless.
我们今天这个 flesh, 这个肉体呢，它是会变化的，会衰老的。
So our flesh is going to change, it's going to, get old.
它会生病。
It's going to get sick.
它会朽坏。
It's going to rot.
你活120年，它也会朽坏。
Even if you live up to 120 years, you are still going to rot eventually.
但是呢，神应许就说，活着的是灵。
But this is God's promise, that which lead us to life is the spirit.
他要给我们一个身体，但是非常容易的事情。
If he wants to give us a body of flesh, it's very easy for him to do it.
最重要的是我们要来真正的来认识他。
But most important thing is that we need to, truly recognize him.
认识他的时候，不管我们在这个身体以内还是在这个身体以外，我们都非常清楚我们是活着。
So by knowing him, whether in this body or out of this body, we know that we are alive in him.
不仅仅是活着，而且是一个活得很好，是一个丰盛的生命。
Not just living, but living an abundant life.
而是一个非常精彩的生命。
And an exciting life.
所以这个生命是在我们的灵里面是活着的。
And this life in our spirit is alive.
所以今天呢，使徒雅各他是活着的。
So today Jacob, is alive.
所以是使徒行传里面啊，那些使徒和当时的门徒没有因着当时的大逼迫他们后退。而是更加的火热，带主更加的来火热的来传福音。
So those disciples back then was not backed out by the depression, but by those depression, they went even more like fervent for the Lord.
那因为他们看见了复活的主。
Because they saw the resurrected Lord.
那我们有没有看见复活的主
？So have you seen the resurrected Lord?
我们要看见。
We need to see that.
我们要经历。
We need to experience that.
我们的心里要越来越亮，越来越清楚。
We need to, become more clear in our mind.
我们的主是活着的。
Our God is a God of living.
那我们的老我是已经死掉了。
Our old self has died.
哦，我们是新造的人。
And we are this new creation.
所以上个礼拜我们在公园聚会的时候，有一个姐妹看到一个。我们讲到末世，讲到主耶稣再来，一个姐妹看到最主要的一个是 NY 是 New You。
So last time we were meeting in the park.
看到一个意象。
When we talked about the end times, and one of the sisters saw this two letter N U, New You. NY New You.
我们要成一个新的你。
We need to become a new you.
不管是耶稣今天来，还是明天来，还是十年以后来，今天。是新的你。
So no matter Jesus come today or tomorrow or 10 years after, you need to become this new you.
不管这个前面的路是怎么样的，什么样的挑战，什么样的灾难，什么样的战争，是新的你。
So no matter what kind of struggle you are going to face, what kind of depression you're going to face, or worse, you need to become this new you.
不光是敌基督那天来，他要让所有的人要刻上666的记号。那现在好多先知看到就是人机借口，人机借口，将来要借要输要控制你的思想，你要强迫你必须要这个放上这个芯片，对不对？不管是怎么样，你非常清楚你是新造的人。
So no matter what happened, you need to understand you are this new you, and those people have seen in the vision that in the end times, the mark of the beast, the 666 is going to carve into your head, maybe the external things that with AI that connects to the controls your brain. We don't know what exactly is that, but we need to understand. We need to become this new you.
但是我们认识我们的主。
But we know our Lord.
我们认识我们的主，我们就来在一步一步都跟着主走。
If we know him, we can follow him step by step.
那另外说句题外话，这个日子呢很近很近。
So,
就是666的这个印记要打在人的头上的这个日子很近了。
The hour is very close, and this mark of beast, the 666, okay, this thing is coming, you know, very close to our lives now.
我们被提的日子，主耶稣来要把基督真的基督徒要提走的日子也很近很近了。
And it's also very close to the time when the rapture begins.
那我们要神求神来加给我们信心。
So we need to ask God for faith.
一方面我们要站得住。
So one thing is we need to stand firm.
活出这个基督的生命。
So that we can live out Jesus' life in us.
在这个地上极大的黑暗里面，我们要来发光。
So in the darkness in this world, we need to shine our lights.
啊，我们继续要鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹，彼此鼓励。
We need to encourage our brother and sister. We encourage each other.
我们不能受那个接受那个受的印记的弟兄姐妹要非常清楚。
You have to clearly understand we will not accept the mark of beast.
因为圣经上讲得很清楚，那打那个印记的人呢，他是不会进天国的，因为他没有能力再进，没有能力再进，他是属于兽的，属于魔鬼的。
So because the Bible says once you accepted the mark of the beast, there's no way, there's no chance for you to go to heaven. You belong to the, you know, the evils.
但是圣经上讲的，你不接受那个印记会怎么样？是不可以做买卖的。
However, Bible also said if you do not accept the mark of beast, you are not able to trade.
大家觉得是不是挺害怕
？Is it very scary?
我给我国内一个亲戚，也是一个基督徒，他因为那边国内现在机器人里面有很多他们好多的视频啊，机器人讲到要人怎么改变基因2032年以后人可以永远活着怎么样的，他就是很害怕。
So I was telling one of the also a believer in China about because the robotic industry is very advanced in China. They were talking about different kind of robots and how you're gonna do like a gene generation like for men to live forever after 2030 and stuff like that. And then they get very scared of it.
因为他是个基督徒，他知道这个是仿上帝的规律的。
Because he is a believer, he knows this is not the way God has designed it.
人可以活得很长，但是呢，你造不出食物来，对不对？人又造不出白菜的一个细胞，对不对
？So man can live a long time, but man is not able to produce anything like say a cabbage, like anything that's organic.
那人并不是在保护环境，他是在破坏环境，对吧？
So、man,
将来储藏东西更难。
So man is not here to protect the environment, but to destroy it.
那所以人知道谁那些人，有这种办法活很长时间的人，那怎么办
？So
他怎么活下去
？So what about these people who want to live a long time? How are they going to, you know, sustain or survive?
那就是说，他的代价就是很多其他的人的早死。就这么简单。
So the consequences the might be that other people may die, you know, like a lot earlier than him, the person who wants to live longer.
因为我得有吃的呀，我要活1000年，肚子有吃的吗？吃的太，你就没吃的呗。
So because I want to live longer, I want to live up to 1,000 years. That means, you know, there are some kind of sacrifices need to be made on the other.Humans.
现在不管信主不信主的人都在减，将来美国、加拿大很明显，中国也一样，就是这个两极的分化，就是将来中产阶级会完全消失，中产阶级完全消失。
So it's very clear that in the Western culture, like U.S. and Canada and China, those big economies, eventually you will see a big gap between classes. So the upper class and the lower class.The middle class eventually will disappear.
有一个弟兄在一线里面多次看见，神给他讲，美国也将来要发生的事，就是极其富有的人，有三个阶层，极其富有的人。
So a brother saw this vision that in America there will be 3 groups of people: the super rich,
贫穷的人
，and poor,
极其贫穷的人
，and extremely poor,
没有中产阶级
，so no middle class.
大家这个趋势已经非常清楚，如果我们随着世界的潮流，这个趋势非常清楚。
So it is quite clear if you go by the trend, you will see that eventually.
那我们大概都是处于中产阶级。
So most of us are middle class.
你要听到贫穷、极贫穷还是富人阶层，不知道神怎么带领你。
So are you going to be the super rich or the poor or the extremely poor?
但是呢，我们要非常清楚一点，我们不用害怕，我们有主。
But one thing is to be clear that we need not to be afraid.
主今天不是你思想上的一个寄托，他就是你的主，创造天地的主，就要做你的主，他就是你的牧人。
He is not something that you know you anticipate, but he is your Lord right now, and he is your salvation right now.
你跟随他，在别人没饭吃的时候，你就有饭吃。
When you follow him, when others go hungry, you will not.
大家相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你不知道你在哪个阶级，不知道怎么划分，但是呢，别人没饭吃的时候，你跟随他就有饭吃。
Amen.
But you don't know which class you are in, but if you follow him, you will not go hungry.
我这种见证很多，五饼二鱼的神迹现在常常在出现，只不过我们需要多接触一些这种服事的人。Missionary, 他们常常经历神迹奇事。
So there are many miracles like that. You know, the five fish, no, the two fish and the five bread, five loaf of bread. And we need to know there are miracles like that still happening. We need to get to know more missionaries. A lot of missionaries go through this kind of miracles on a very frequent basis.
我要来经历神的话呢，要去做神的事情。
If you want to, you know, experience the miracle of God, you need to do the things you know God wants to do.
我们中间曾经有一个老牧师，台湾的一个牧师，在我们中间，在我们教会有服侍了一段时间。他在台湾呢，他讲到故事，他在台湾服侍很多的年轻人的时候呢，就有五饼二鱼的这样的生计。
So there was a pastor from Taiwan who ministered among us for many years, and one of the testimony he told us was when he was ministering to a group of young people in Taiwan. They have experienced the, you know, the five loaves of bread and two fish, similar miracles.
他就服侍很多的年轻人，几十个，几十个，完了给他们做饭吃啊，这，他们钱不多，就有一次呢，买了一罐煤气。一磅煤气呢，一磅说就是烧两个星期，最多可能一个月。
So he was helping a lot of young people, so by cooking for them. And one time he bought this one tank of gas. Usually it only like propane, like only lasts about two weeks.
Maximum 1 month.
Or 1 month of cooking.
他一瓶气就用啊，用了半年，怎么还在用？
And he used this propane for like a half year, and it's still going.
而且呢，这个要吃饭的人越来越多，他便秘越来越少。
And there are more and more people came for the meals, but he never lacked of anything.
那一开始呢，他就太忙了，没有去注意这个事情。
At first, he was very busy. He didn't, you know, look at things like that, right?
后来知道他很好奇为什么没有的，为什么还在找的时候，他就想办法去看，那个时候就 stop。
But by the time he got curious, how come this propane never runs out? He went and checked. That's when it stopped.
这是真实的事情。
So this is something that had truly happened.
你知道神要做什么事情都能做成的，弟兄姐妹。
You know God can do anything, you know, for us.
我有一次在国内碰到一个大老板的一个太太，她呢也是很爱主。我跟他们吃饭的时候，她就讲到一句话，她说：“你们传道人，我看到很多人的传道人的车都不坏，很奇怪，开个破车他就老不坏。”我说：“对对对，我说我有这个经历，老开破车他就不坏。我的计算机也是老有破的计算机，老不坏。”
So I once met this rich man's wife, and she's also a believer, and she was saying, how come like all of you missionary, even though you drive a very trashy cars, but the car never broke down? And I said, yo, exactly, you know, that's what I am going through. Like, I have this trashy car, but it never, you know.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来真实的来经历它。
So brothers and sisters, we need to, you know, truly experience him.
不再是一个头脑的概念。
Not something in our mindset.
而是我们的生命里面要来经历它。
But you know, actually, experiencing inside of our lives.
这就是要把神的话语呢在我们的生命里面要来活出来。
That is to live his words in our life.
那就是读圣经，我们今天来读圣经啊，我们在座的人都会读。
So when you read the Bible, all of us sitting here today know how to read the Bible.
今天坐在这里的人啊，都是中国那个时候，我们那个年代都是国内的佼佼者，很会学习，要么很会做生意，是不是？
So those Chinese among us, are the ones that are very, you know, educated in China or very capable in China. Is that right?
读书没有问题的。
So I believe like reading is no problem.
读圣经明白也没有大的问题。
Understanding Bible should not be a problem.
但是呢，圣经最主要的强调的是我们要去做，做的时候信、行，那就不一样了。
But the most important thing in the Bible is to believe it, and then you practice it.
所以当我们相信的时候呢，信了就是照他的话去做的时候呢，事情就发生了。
So when you believe and do it, and things will become different.
而且当我们真的信他的话，去照他的话活的时候，我们的生命也就改变了。
When we believe in him and do according to what he says, our life will be transformed.
我们现在呢，就是特别我们现在神把一个使命给我们，就是我们在地上的时候，就是要把好多人都能够吸引他们回到神的国度，认识主耶稣。
And God has given us this commission is that when we are still here on earth, we're gonna, you know, gather a lot of people and then make them know about Jesus.
那我们拿什么去吸引他？
So what do we have in order to, you know, attract those people to us?
那是的，我们要来宣讲，宣讲这个主耶稣救世的信息。
Yes, we need to proclaim, the good news of Jesus.
那今天在北美呢，很多人都听过。
In North America, many of us have heard about that.
这个理论他们都知道。
And they know about this principle, or this truth.
很多人都讲，就是他们要看见。
But a lot of people say they want to see it.
看见主耶稣在我的中间。
They want to see it that Jesus is among us.
所以呢，就是说今天对于每一个教会来讲呢，要让主耶稣真真实实的在我们中间。
So, to all the churches, we need to make Jesus, you know, truly, you know, live among us.
那说简单的一点，就是我们要真信，真信。
To put it in a simple terms, is that we need to truly believe.
有一个弟兄他也叫 believing believers. 信的信徒。
Okay, we need to become this believing believers. Said.
就是信的信徒。
Brothers. So those, you know, you have to become a believer.
你怎么会出来这样一句话呢？就是好多信徒他是不信的。
Why?
不信的信徒，我们要成为真信的信徒。
Why? Because there are unbelieving believers out there. So we need to become believing believers.
现在好多人在教会里面不信的信徒。
There are many among in the church are, you know, are not believing.
我们要成为真信的信徒。
We need to become the believers who truly believe.
所以耶稣基督在这个约翰福音第七章讲到，就是说信我的人要从他的腹里流出活水的江河来，就是他的生命是一个不一样的生命。
So that's why in John chapter 7 it says those who believe in me, you know, the living water will be gushing out.
那我们可以看看这些经文。
We can turn to this scripture.
约翰福音第七章37-38，39。
Book of John chapter 7.
37。
Okay, 7:37.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
人若渴了 ，Okay. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as scriptures have said, a river of living water will flow from within them.
39节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believe in him were later to.
就是信他的人呢，圣灵会赐给他。
Means those who believe, Holy Spirit will be given to them.
赐给他的时候呢，第一个就是他的渴会被止住，会被满足，他饥渴的心灵会被满足。
So the first thing when we receive the Holy Spirit is that it will quench your thirst.
第二个，不仅仅是饥渴能够满足，而是它成为一个江河，会供应给别人。
Not only your own thirst will be quenched, but you become a living water so that you can flow it out from you.
他说，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。39节。
Verse 39 it says, "By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive."
啊，那时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀，因为那个时候耶稣还没有钉在十字架上，还没有复活。复活以后圣灵就赐下。
Okay. So up to that time, the Spirit has not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified, because Jesus had not went unto the cross yet.
所以今天我们信了复活的主。他的圣灵住在我们的里面，要把这活水的江河要赐给我。
So now we become believers, and Jesus is going to give us this living water.
就说有耶稣的生命在我们的里头。
That means the life of Jesus is in us.
那我们讲到这一切的时候呢，都不是一个对你的一个律法的一个要求，而是一个恩典。我们在主里面来成长，记住这一个是靠着主的恩典。
So it's not by law, but by the love. So by His love, we will, you know, enter into maturity.
所以不要把它看成一个律法的要求。我们中国人听这个的时候，是不是对我要求啊？No, 是一个生命的成长。这个树在成长的时候，到一定程度，它就必然要结果子，是一个生命的一个图画。
So as Chinese, when we heard about this, we might say, "Oh, these are the, you know, requirements, the laws." But no, it's a growth cycle. That as a tree grows up, it's eventually is going to bear fruit.
所以你不要去用那个律法的尺子量你自己，也不要去量别人。
So do not use the ruler of law to measure yourself or measure others.
你要想到是一个生命的图画。
You need to understand this is a life.
啊，当你的孩子是3岁的时候，你知道他将来是要做大事的，但是你今天他不做大事是很正常的。
So,
大家明白我在讲什么？这是生命。
So, for example, when your child is only 3 years old, even though you know eventually he will do great things later in his life, but at the age of 3, you are not expecting him to do.
所以我们在听到讲到读圣经的时候，一定是在耶稣的恩典里面在读我们的圣经。
So when we talk about the Bible or learn from the Bible, we need to know we need to do this in His Jesus.
So
if you are a gracious parent, and then when you talk about the great things that you have done, and then your children will listen, and to the things that you have done.
但是我们不是在恩典之下的时候呢，孩子听了以后说：“你做的事情我永远也做不到，不要给我讲。
”But if you are not under this grace as a child, he might say, "Okay, the things that you have said, I can never accomplish that. No, none of this I can do."
那我不是随便讲的。我们中国人这一代人啊，我以前做家教20年。我的好多的学生的家长是科技大学清华北大那孩子有的就很害怕呀，他说爸爸妈妈不要给我讲，我永远也不可能达到你的要求，也永远也不可能到你的程度。
So I have been a tutor for 20+ years, and then I have tutored a lot of kids with parents that are very highly educated in the top universities, and then their kids arescared. They will say, "Okay, no, don't tell me about your things, because I can never reach your standard."
有些学生就告诉我，他说，我永远活在我爸爸妈妈的阴影之下。
Some of the kids even told me that I have always lived under my parents' shadow.
但是甚至我都抬不起头来。
To the point I cannot even lift up my head.
那为什么会这样呢？
Why?
其实我们中国人国人非常需要明白什么叫恩典。
Because as a Chinese, we need to understand grace.
什么叫生命？
What, to understand life.
那本来在孩子成长是一个生命的过程，很自然。我们小时候，那爸爸妈妈没指示嘛，指示没什么指示，也没什么实践，我们成长得很健康愉快。哇，那个童年没吃的，但是很幸福，学了也很多东西。
So when you understand bringing up children is a life, right? It's a gradual life. So as a kid myself, my parents were busy, and then we didn't get a lot of
attention.
Attention, yeah. So but however we grew up like fine, right?
我们那时候多快乐呀！
And we were happy back then.
对对，我们的童年非常非常的快乐。
Our childhood was very happy.
因为我们的父母知识比较少。
Because our parents may not have that kind of education level.
他也没有听说过哈佛大学。
They never heard about Harvard.
他们从来没有想要孩子上哈佛大学。
They never expect our children, you know, to
那时候也没有高考。
Go to Harvard, and there's no high school graduation test, like exams.
我记得我的母亲对我鼓励最大的就是，他不识字，那他在做油灯下面做针线活，我们在油灯下面呢读小说，读给他听，他就笑眯眯的一直看着我们。我们儿子会读书，读小说给他听，他就很高兴，你知道吧
？So I remember my mom who she cannot read, and so she would do like needleworks, and we would just sit next to her and we would read novels to her, and she was so happy.That, you know, to see her children able to read.
她就给我们一个健康成长的一个环境，我们可以健康的
来成长，是一个生命成长。So she created this like healthy environment for us to grow up like in a healthy way. So it's an environment that you know helps us to grow healthily.
所以我们那时候呢，放错不放错也不知道。我们小时候，没死掉就是好事情。游泳的时候没死，淹死就很好。
So there are no like
right or wrong.
Right or wrong. So we will go swimming in the rivers, and it, you know, as long as we are not dead, you know, like
we
do not drown, so that's fine.
所以那个时候是我简直就是父母呢，他没有一个律法来要求我们，呈现好多的知识啊来捆绑我们。
So what I'm saying is that those parents do not, you know, abide us, like, you know, constrain the kids in a lawful way, like, you know, law, yeah.
那所以我们今天读圣经的时候呢，也非常重要，就是一定要在耶稣救赎的大光里面来读圣经。
So when we read the Bible, we should do the same. We need to, you know, read the Bible under the salvation light of Jesus.
所以今天读到圣经，说是耶稣说，信我的人要从他腹里面流出活水的江河来。
So that's why we read the Bible today that those who believe in Him, you know, the living water will flow out of
Him. 那圣灵要结出圣灵的果子来，喜乐、平安、和平、仁爱、良善、心事节制，都要结出来。
And then the Holy Spirit is going to bear all the nine fruits in us: love, joy, peace, patience, perseverance, self-control.Stuff like that, kindness.
那不要用一个律法的角度去看，你说，哎呦，那个人那么喜乐，我怎么不喜乐呢？我是不是不爱主呢？我是不是不信主呢？ No, don't think this way.
Do not live under the law. You know, you question yourself, how come that people is so joyful? How come I do not have the joy in me? Like, is there something wrong with me? Do not live under a law.
所以呢，就是说在生命的道，就是说我们不断的向那个方向。就是敞开心接受主的恩典。
So this is the way of life. So we continuously, you know, to go forward, you know, and receive His light.
所以这是信心。
So this is faith.
那当然，我们周围的人呢，彼此鼓励。
And of course, we will encourage each other along the way.
那个恩典从上面就下来，给我们喜乐平安。
And that grace is going to flow down from heaven to give us a love and joy.
给我们仁爱和平。
Patience, peace.
当人就是那个树，圣灵的果子，好果子就结出来。
And then the good fruits of the spirit will be, you know, born.
那 外面的人看到你们怎么会有这么大的平安，有这么多的喜乐。
And then people from the outside, they will see, oh, how come you guys have all this kind of peace, the joy, and the love?
最近我听一些见证，特别是这个传道人，有两个犹太人，后来成信主以后是传道人，就是非常影响很多人。他说他怎么样信主的呢？就是别人这个属灵的果子影响了他。
So recently I heard some testimony, some Jewish people, they become believers and eventually they become missionaries. And they talk about how they become a believer. So they were touched by somebody else's, the fruit of the spirit.
那有这两个人，他说都到餐馆里面去看到这个服侍的那个 waitress, 侍应生啊，就很喜乐。
So,
很有爱心。
So,
很有忍耐。
So when this a pastor, they went to this restaurant and saw this waitress full of love, full of joy, and full of patience.
每次去都是这样，他就觉得很奇怪。
So every time he went there, it's the same, and then it just amazed him.
他就问他，你为什么那么喜乐，那么平安？
So,
那么有爱心呢？
So he asked her, like, how come you're so happy, you know, so joyful and full of love?
这姐妹就坐下来跟他聊，他说，你知道我就是有耶稣。
And then she sits down and said, because I have Jesus.
就是有耶稣。
Because I have Jesus.
那真有耶稣的时候，这些果子就结出来。
When you truly have Jesus, all these fruits will follow you.
一开始可能小。它就会变大变红。
Maybe smaller at the first, but eventually it will mature, it will become red and ripe.
那我们今天我们很想把我们的福音传给我们的家人，传给我们周围的朋友，传给很多的人。
So today we want to, you know, tell the good news to our families, our friends.
除了我们要去祷告，付上祷告的代价，除了我们去宣讲以外，更重要的是要结出圣灵的果子。
So besides praying for them, you know, telling them about it, more importantly is to actually have the fruit of the Spirit.
讲到果子的话，果子是做什么的？
So when you talk about fruit, what is it for? 吃的。
果子就是给别人吃的，别人想吃，他就想吃。
Fruit is something that, you know, you can give it to others, they can eat it when they want.
外面的人都想吃好的果子。
Everyone wants to eat a good fruit.
我听到好多的见证，就是圣灵结实的果子吸引人。
So I heard many stories like that, you know, by the fruit of the spirit, you know, like people came to believe.
好，我们来看看圣灵的果子。
Let's see.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Let's see the fruit of the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, 第几节？
二十二节，二十三节。
Okay, 22, 23, verse 22 and 23.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Against such things, there is no law.
那为什么加上这样的是没有律法禁止呢？它在律法之外的，很自由的，
why,
是生命的果子。哈利路亚。
Why there is not against such thing and there are no law? Because this is beyond law. Because yeah, is something is free.
那我们今天呢，让大家参与一下，互动一下。这些词可能大家都背会了，我们来思考一下啊。这个果子，仁爱的果子，你说仁爱果子表现出来怎么样呢
？So let's participate in understand this fruit. What is the spirit of love?
那原文里面呢，就是阿嘎派的那个爱啊，就是英文翻译做 love，
so,
就是阿嘎派的从神来的那个爱。
So the original text is the agape love, the love that comes from God.
从神来的爱有什么特点
？So what are the characteristics of a love?
不要思考的太深了，就简单一点。你就
don't over,
举几个例子。
Don't overthink it, okay? Just give some example. I need a 超人。
啊，
爱你的仇人。
爱你的仇人，安娜说得很好，他这个做到了。
So love your enemies.
对，这就是神的爱。
This is love of God.
不，感谢神啊，神让我们爱仇敌呢，神知道我们。他有没有说你跟仇敌住在一起？圣经上有没有说？
So even though God says you love your enemies, but you know, did the Bible ever say you can live with the enemy?
有没有说？
Did it say you live with the enemy?
圣经上怎么说？
What?
你要为你仇敌祷告。
But what did the Bible say? Pray for your enemies.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道神的方法比你的方法好。
You,
你觉得你跟他住在一起有效果好呢，还是为他祷告效果好？
So you have to understand God's way is higher than our ways. Is it easier for you to pray for him? Better for you to pray for him, or you live with him?
神的方法最好，你为他祷告就可以了，你不要跟他住在一起。
So God's way is better. You don't need to live with him. You can just pray for him.
住在一起不是你死就是他死。
Living together is either you or him are going to be, you know, die. Going to die.
你为他祷告的呢，神让你活也让他活。
But when you pray for your enemies, God will let you live and also let the other party live.
这是这个上帝的爱的一部分。
So this is part of God's love.
所以大家呢，首先为这是祷告，
So first of all, to pray.
八章最大的爱就是把人引向耶稣基督，让人知道救恩，这是我们神的爱里面最大的。
So the most important love is to tell people about Jesus Christ and bring them back to the Lord.
因为这是对我们最重要的，对不对
？So this is the most important thing for us.
是不是
？Is that right?
对我们是最重要，对吧
？Salvation is the most important thing.
也是最好的，对不对
？And the best thing for us, right?
那我们是不是给最好的给别人，对吧
？So are we supposed to give the best to other people as well?
这就是神的爱。
So this is God's love.
那我们首先看到这一点，这是最重要的，所以我们的生命要真正被耶稣基督的这个得着。
That's the most important thing. So we need to be, you know, captured by the love of Him.
第二个是喜乐。
And second of all is joy.
喜乐，你说，哎呦，今天我看到我的这个丈夫就不喜了，看到我的儿子就不喜了。但是神说你要喜乐。
So the second thing is joy, but you say, okay, when I look at my husband, I'm not joyful. When I look at my kids, I'm not joyful.
神说你要喜乐。
But God said you need to be joyful.
这个从神来的喜乐是跟他没关系的。
So the joy that comes from him is different. It's nothing to do with, you know, people.
大家要操练这个，就是你的先生不顺眼的时候，儿子不顺眼的时候，怎么没说女儿？
女儿都很顺眼，
女儿都挺顺眼的。对，但那你要知道，就是说，要神来决定你的情绪，不要让他们来决定你的情绪。
Okay, so when your husband, your kids, you know, I'm not, you know, as you have expected, you need to control your emotions, not by those people, but you know, you need to let God to control your emotions.
当你喜乐的时候，你就把喜乐带给他。
When you are joyful, you will bring joy to those people.
当你不喜乐的时候，你也不会给他们喜乐。
If you are not joyful, you are not going to bring any joy to others.
当你不喜乐的时候，你去给人家传福音，人家赶快跑都来不及。
If you are not joyful, and you're trying to tell people about the good news, those people are going to run away from you.
他一看你的脸，就说你来告诉我一个 bad news.
When they see your face, they say, "Oh, is that a bad news that you are going to proclaiming to me?"
你不要告诉我 good news， 我一看就知道是 bad news.
Yeah, you don't tell me this is good news. It looks like a bad news on your face.
所以呢，我们先听清楚 ，the good news 就是我们自己圣灵在我里面给的喜乐，不是我的儿子给的，不是老婆给的，也不是先生，是圣灵给的。哈利路亚。
And we need to have this joy in us. This joy is not given by our spouse, not given by our children. It's given by God.
那由这个喜乐，活水的江河就流了，你就影响周围的人。
When you have this joy,
周围的人也喜乐。
You know, this living water will flow so that other people can be joyful as well.
你的先生也喜乐了，儿子也喜乐。
And your husband will be joyful, your kids, your children will be joyful.
哈利路亚，和平。
And you peace, have a peace.
和平。
和平 ，peace。
和平这个词原文里面和睦 ，peace。
Peace
平安都是一个词，和平平安。
So in the Chinese words Greek, okay, peace means.
Peace means peace.
Yeah, peace means peace.
和睦也是这个。对，就是我们带下来一个和平的一个气氛。
So we bring this peaceful atmosphere.
平安的一个气氛。
Peaceful atmosphere.
平安是从哪里来的？
Where does peace come from?
你说周围好多的事情都在动荡，我怎么能平安呢？
And when you see turbulence around you, how can you have peace?
再次给大家讲，这个平安是从主耶稣来的。
Once again, I tell you, this peace comes from Jesus.
他说，你们在世界上有苦难，但是在我里面有平安。
Because Jesus said, even though you will have trouble in this world, but in me you have peace.
他说，在我里面有平安。
And in me you will have peace.
因为我已经胜过了世界。
Because I have overcome the world.
所以我们的平安是从主耶稣来的。
So our peace comes from Jesus.
我们越操练越有平安。
The more we practice, the more peace we have.
所以我们只要跟着耶稣，神就会操练我们的平安。
As long as we follow Jesus, He's going to give us the peace.
神呢，定义会来操练我们。为什么？他很爱我们。
Because He loves us, He will train us to have peace.
因为将来有好多事情发生的时候，如果没有平安的话，我们就会不知道怎么办，就会很惊慌。我们就会现做现又做很多的事情，但是呢，都可能是错误的事情。
And because things will come in latter days, when things happens, and if you don't have peace, you will try to do your own ways. You will go left and right. You know, you will struggle.
神会操练你。
God is going to help us to practice to have peace.
当你不平安的时候，神在操练你的时候。你就谢谢神，神啊，谢谢你操练。
When you do not have the peace, and when God gives you the training section, you say thank you, Lord.
那怎么操练法呢？
How is he going to train us?
那我就拿我自己做个例子。
Okay, I can give you an example of myself.
大家可能知道我有一些房客。
You guys know that I have some tenants.
神借着这些房客呢来操练我。
And God is training me through these tenants.
有时候他会。跟我一个给我一些 very hard time.
Sometimes they will give me a very hard time. 给我一个。
他没钱了，不交房租了。
So they're too poor. They don't want to pay.
有平安没有？
Is that peace?
那你没平安对不对
？No peace, right?
那你要经历这些事情对不对？你一方面很生气对不对？另一方面你又要去祷告对不对？又要怎么样对不对？
So you know, you have to go through this, right? You have to, you know, you go through this angry phase, like, what do I do? And then you need to pray.
那我的房客说给我半夜里写信，他说你不配做牧师，你眼睛只看的是钱。
Our tenant wrote me this: "You are not worthy to be called a pastor. You only, you know, focus on money."
我不知道怎么办。
So I don't know what to do.
但是神接着这些操练呢，神说你一方面你还得收钱，因为你是房东啊，还得收钱啊；另一方面你还得爱他们。
But God is training me, you know. At the same time, you know, you are the landlord, right? You have to get the rent from him. But at the other hand, you need to love them.
我碰到过好多做房东的一些朋友。弟兄，他说我做房东，所以我不闯福音，不给我房客闯，违法闯。
So I know a lot of landlords, like, you know, friends are landlords, and they say, okay, because I'm a landlord, I'm not going to tell my tenants about the good news.
他说我不知道怎么办。
Because I don't know how.
要收钱。
Because I need to, you know, ask him for the rent, right? And then I don't know how to do it, you know.
神呢这几年训练我，你既要收钱，还得传福音。
So recent years, God has training me, you know, you get the rent at the same time, you know, tell them about the gospel.
那就是你的耶稣基督必须是真的。
So your Jesus Christ has to be true.
真的给你喜乐平安。
The one who truly gives you joy and peace.
真的有爱在那里面。
And truly give you love.
我好多时候祷告说，神啊，赶快让这个房客滚开。
Sometimes I pray, God, you know, just cast out this tenant for me.
神说你还得爱他。
God says you have to love
him. 他
爱他。God says you have to love him. How can I love him?
不咒诅他就可以了。
It's better not just to, you know, curse him.
那所以就神就开始训练。
And God start to train.
训练第一个果子就越来越平安了。
So the first fruit that he gave is, you know, peace.
越来越平安，平安是从上头来。
More and more peace, and those peace, are, the peace is coming from above.
一有平安，那是人就感觉到那个，这是气氛不一样。
When there is a peace, the atmosphere is different.
下一个是忍耐。
And the next is forbearance.
忍耐，大家一听到忍耐。
Patience.
我们又为什么好多时候不忍耐呀、啊、
How come you don't have that patience?
忍耐跟什么有关系
What does it have to do? I mean, what patient has some
为什么好多时候我们不能忍耐大家吃亏不能忍耐
Because,
还有什么时候不能忍耐
So when you don't have the patience Like when you lose your patience
yeah, 什么事情让你不忍耐
What kind of things will make you lose your patience?
自己觉得对的是
是觉得对的时候。
When you think you are right.
在吃什么？
愤怒。
愤怒。再看看，愤怒。
被冒犯。
麻烦的时候就不能
冒犯
的。
被冒犯。offended。
被冒犯好多时候，别人做的事情、想法、看法跟你的不一样，对吧？特别他做的事情不合你的心意，就会失去忍耐。还有一个是实践，实践上面你要的东西，他不来，还没有来，你就失去忍耐，是不是？
So when others have different opinion, when they offended you, then you lose your patience. Other thing is the timing. When you hope for something, it doesn't come, you lose your patience.
所以对神来讲，我们好多时候不能忍耐，就是神应许的东西现在还没来，怎么老不来？或者我给你要你做的事情怎么老不没做？对吧？或者这个弟兄姐妹，你本来答应我做的这个事情，这为什么还没兑现？
So for example, like you ask God for something, you never come to pass, you lose your patience, you know, like you pray for something, it doesn't come, or some brother or sister promise you to do something and they don't do it, and then you just lose your patience.
我记得我妈妈那时候对我失去忍耐，她说你在国外三十多岁了，晃来晃去一直在读书，书你永远也读不完，你不成家立业。高什么名堂
I remember the time when my mom lost patience on me and then she was saying that how come you wander abroad for like over 30 years and then all you do is learning and study and then you know education how come you don't get married
这都是我的我妈妈是非常有忍耐的一个
My mom is actually a woman of patience
那我就说我就引导她我说我们一起祷告你信耶稣信耶稣就有平安
So I guided her, you know, you believe in Jesus, if you have Jesus, you have patience.
她说你不结婚，我也不信你的耶稣。
And she said, unless you get married, I will not believe in your God.
anyway, 就是这个忍耐，就是说你要的事情他老没来，他就好多等不及了，对不对
So patience is when you something you hope for and doesn't come, you lose your patience.
那忍耐是我们信心最大的表现。
And patience,
有没有信心?
Patience is one of the characteristic signs to show that whether you have actual faith in him.
你知道相信不相信神在掌权?
Do you actually believe that he is in control?
你相信不相信神早已听见了你的祷告?
Do you actually believe he has already heard your prayers long ago?
所以那时候我走之前我就说妈妈我现在也没兑现你就我叫你怎么祷告其实我就是骗他信耶稣就该你怎么祷告你就为我的对象祷告了
So before I left China that year I told her that oh you just pray for me then you know you, I teach her how to pray you pray for me so that I can find a wife but I was actually helping trying to you know tell the gospel to her
结果我回到加拿大我三个礼拜我就把我女朋友的照片寄了一张去
And then after I came back, okay, after I came back to Canada, 3 weeks after,
真的三个星期，我没有说。
Three weeks after, I showed my mom the picture of my girlfriend.
哇，她说你的主耶稣还真灵啊。
And she said, "Oh, your Jesus is actually, you know, true."
那就是说，在这个忍耐等候的过程里面，就是会来试验我们的信心。
So in this faces, you know, patience and wait upon him. He is there to, you know, train our faith.
所以我们要为我们的忍耐祷告。
So we need to pray for our patience.
传福音的过程中间，我们的家人如果不信主，长期不信主，或者我们的朋友长期不信，不要失去忍耐。
So when you sharing gospel to your family members or to friends who, you know, for a long time they still do not believe, do not lose your patience.
跟不信主的人谈信仰的时候。他们讲一些给你反对的东西，不要失去忍耐。
So when you tell people who are not believers, when they say something against you, do not lose your patience.
有一个先知江波加克森讲，他说神给他就他说现在好多时候我们为什么不能前有力的传，是好多人在为福音做见证的时候失去忍耐。
So one of the pastors said that the reason why we cannot
他说的是不生气，不能不生气，不能不这个怒气不要出来。
Okay, so he said one of the key points for you to, you know, tell people about gospel is not to have the anger.
所以我们也得要忍耐，知道神听了我们的祷告，神在掌权，神有他的时间。
So we need to believe in him that he has already heard our prayers and he has his own timing.
当我们有忍耐的时候呢，你会和我们会和我们周围的家人、朋友保持良好的关系。
When you have patience,
大家同意吗
？When you have patience, you will have maintained a good relationships with your friends and family.
有时候我们传福音没耐心，这个人我传了很长，不信，不管他了，我不想做朋友了。
Sometimes we lose our patience. We say, "Okay, I've been telling, I'm giving up on this person. I've been telling them about the gospel for a long time, but they still don't believe."Okay, then I'm giving up on him, losing the patience.
但有的人甚至是，我的丈夫也是没有被神拣选，活该！我看他生意做不好，就是不敬畏神，或者这个搞不好就是不敬畏神，活该。
Sometimes we lose our patience.
需要神来管教。
Sometimes we lose our patience, our husband, you know, our spouse.Okay, so, you know, I'm giving up on him because he doesn't believe in God. You know, all these things that he's going through is because he does not fear God.
对，恩慈连上信实，我要讲讲这个信实。
So, let's go to faithfulness. You know, after the kindness, goodness, we need to talk about faithfulness.
信实是什么意思？
What is faithfulness?
忠心。
信实是神的一个品格里面的一部分。
Faithfulness is one of God's character.
简单的来讲就是说话算数。
Simply put is, you know, when you say something, yes is a yes, a no is no.
说话算数。
So, yes is 说话算数。
别人信得过。
So when you say something, you can, you know, actually do it, so other people can trust you.
这也非常，我们在弟兄姐妹操练这一方面啊，听说。说话算数。
So as brother and sister, we need to practice this. When you say something, you need to, you know, put actions into it.
长期良好的关系都是要有信实在。
So a good stable relationship, you always need to have faithfulness.
再讲一个就是节制。
And maybe we should go for another one, self-control.
节制是什么意思啊？举个例子或者怎么样
？So what is self-control?
英文讲的 self control 就说不需要别人 control， 很简单。
So English word is self control. That means you are not controlled by others, right?
Don't need others to control.
Yeah, you don't need other people to control you or regulate yourself.
昨天夜里面，我两个房客年轻的夫妇在吵架，吵到十二点多。我们的规矩是十一点，结果哎呀，我就忍耐，结果。另外一个房客发了一个信息说那对夫妇在吵架，意思就是让我管一下，十二点别人不能睡觉，我就发个信息给他。
So last night, one of the young couples in my house, you know, the tenants, they were having some kind of quarrel, and it went on and on until 12.
很大声。
They were very loud, and I wasn't able to sleep. So our rule is that, you know, we have this.Quiet time after 11, but they went on for so long. And then the other tenant texts me and asking me to deal with this thing. So I text them.
就是我们就不能节制，就是我们可以讨论事情，但是我们就没法control， 就是我现在就 stop， 我不能 stop。
So this is like control, like when something needs to be stopped, you can't, you know, but you lose your control, you cannot stop it。
你看到现在吵架怎么能 control， 怎么能有个时间限制的。
So you my question、how do you put the time frame when you're having a quarrel？
有没有人在吵架的时候设立一个时间限制？
Have you ever set a timer when youhave a quarrel with someone else？
以后啊，我们啊吵架的时候放一个
闹钟，
到那个时候我们就不吵了。
Next time, set an alarm, okay, when you have a fight with someone else, you know, when the alarm goes off, stop quarreling.
Let's stop. 训练几次，我们以后就干脆不吵了。
So practice that, maybe eventually we will stop quarreling at all.
这个节制非常非常的重要。
So self-control is very, very important.
这个就是包括我们今天要吃的，我们的作息，包括我们跟人相处，这个都是非常非常的重要。
And including our, you know, like eating habits or our living habit or relationship with others, you always need to have self-control.
就像这对房客，他不需要我来告诉他，他要 stop， 他自己 stop， 那就很好。
For example, the tenant, if they know when to stop without me telling them, that would be awesome.
所以我们在生活里面，我们跟包括我们床粉都要懂得什么时候 stop， 讲话都要懂得什么时候 stop.
Even when we tell other people about the gospel, we need to know when to stop. Or when you talk to other people, you need to know when to stop.
大家相信吗？
Do you believe that?
有时候好的东西给别人的时候，也要懂得什么时候 stop。
Sometimes when you give good things to others, you need to know when to stop。
记得有一个姐妹姐做一个见证很有意思，她说：“哎呀，她有七个孩子，最后一个孩子坐月子的时候，有一个姐妹呢就特别热心，到她家里帮忙，天天帮忙。
”So there's a woman, a pastor 吗？
It's a pastor's
wife. So she had 7 children. So the very last children that she had, and then while she was in the first month of after the baby was born, another sister who was so, you know, fervent, like
love,
full of love, and comes to her house every single day to help.
从早到晚都帮忙。
So from the morning to evening, every day.
结果这个姐妹生孩子的姐妹，她实在受不了。
But this mom, and she just had enough.
她就是，请你离开我的家。
And she said, please leave my house.
那姐妹吃了一惊。
And that sister was shocked.
我的爱你还不接受。
I'm actually here to love you.
这里讲到的就是要有节制。
So here it says self-control.
Hallelujah. 当我们靠着主耶稣呢，这些果子会不断的长出来。
So with Jesus, all these fruit, you will bear all these kind of fruits.
第一个他说的呢，就是那些口渴的人到我跟前来要喝，所以我们自己那个要满足，得满足。
So those who are thirsty comes to me, I will quench your thirst.
第二个。这些果子呢，别人吃了也是甜的。
And also, when you have the fruits, other people eat it, and then it also become like a good fruit to them.
人就会被吸引。
And people will draw to you.
归向主。
And they will draw back to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主啊，使得我们感谢你们，赞美你。
We want to thank you. We praise you, Lord.
主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，我们相信你。为我们的罪付上一切的代价。
Once again, when you say that we believe that you have paid the price for our sins,
我们的罪已经得到赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
相信你已经复活。
We believe that you have resurrected.
主啊，我们也一起和你复活，坐在父神的右边。
And we are also resurrected with you, sitting beside the King of.
我们也是得胜者。
We are also overcomers.
相信你的圣灵住在我们的里面。
We believe your Holy Spirit living in us.
必要结出圣灵的果子。
And there will be fruits to follow.
谢谢你，你对我们有这样的忍耐。
Thank you, you have such patience for us.
这样的恩典。
Such grace for us.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Yes.
开始的工作也必能完成。
Yes, the work that you have started, you will accomplish them.
你栽种的每一棵树也必然要来长大，要来成结果子。
And all the trees that you have planted, they will grow up and they will bear fruit.
因为你是全能的神。
Because you are Almighty God.
你是创始成终的主。
You are the beginning and the finisher.
我们今天我们献上给每一个弟兄姐妹的生命献上感恩。
We want to thank you for each one of our lives.
以后的日子里面，我们看到这个果子越长越美，越长越红，越长越成熟。
We will see the maturity, the ripeness of our fruits.
把别人看见的时候就想吃。
And when they see the fruits, they are willing to eat it.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们时间差不多，我们就分成小组来祷告。
So because of time, we're gonna divide into smaller groups, and we will just pray among ourselves.
我们在分小组之前，我们特别为几个我觉得为一些有病的人，我们在这里来一起来祷告。
And before we divide into subgroups, we want to pray for people who are sick.
主啊，是的，我们特别为这个 Tamara 祷告。
Lord, yes, we want to pray for our sister Tamara.
So Lord, we believe your calling.
主，我们相信你的呼召。
Believe your promise.
相信你的应许。
Believe what you have started, you are going to finish.
我们相信你所开始的工作，你一定会来完成。
Lord, we speak to the cancer cells.
主啊，我们对这个癌细胞来说话。
You have no right to stay in our sister's body.
你在我们姐妹的身上没有任何权利来停留。
Our sister belongs to Jesus.
我们的姐妹是属于主耶稣的。
His resurrected life is flowing in her veins.
她这个复活的生命是在我们姐妹的血管里边来流动的。
Lord, we pray that you continue to blow.The wind of the Holy Spirit in her life.
主啊，我们祷告你继续的向 Tamara 来吹这个圣灵的气息。
The breath of life is going to be more and more alive.
让生命的气息在它里面越来越多。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We trust you.
我们相信你。
In your Lord Jesus' name.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名来祷告。Amen.
主啊，我们也特别为这个Rita 来祷告。你的背对吧
？And we also pray for Rita's back.
Yeah, could you just stand up?
站起来吗
？Just stand up. Yes, receive.
要领受。
Believe and receive.
相信、
yes.
然后领受。Hallelujah.
Lord, we believe you.
主啊，我们相信你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we believe you.
天父啊，我们相信你。
You give us the right to pray.
主啊，你给我们祷告的权柄。
You said because of your stripes.We are healed.
你说因我们的鞭伤，你要得医治。
We believe because of your stripes, our sister Rita is healed.
我们相信神啊，你的鞭伤，我们的姐妹 Rita 要得医治。
And Lord, we according to the authority you have given to us, we speak to the muscles, to the joints.
主啊，你给我们的权柄，我们就对他所有的肌肉、他的这个关节来说话。
And let Jesus' resurrection power.Recreation power come into all the muscles.
让这个复活的能力，这个创造的能力，回到这个肌肉、这个关节当中。
And all will be aligned up with the original purpose.
所有东西都要像以前一开始造的那样子，完全对齐。
Lord, we believe.
主啊，我们相信。
In Lord, in our Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.还有谁需要祷告的？我们可以的，身体需要祷告的。
Who else wants to pray? Physical bodies.
Also pray for Ezekiel. He has some joint pains. Lord, we pray for Ezekiel. His joint pains.
我们因为 Ezekiel 的这个关节痛来祷告。
Once again, we believe your promise to us.
主啊，我们相信神啊，你的应许。
Your promise given to us through prophets, you said that miracles are going to be remarkable.
主啊，你通过先知给我们的预言，就是我们在我们当中的这个神迹奇事是又大是大的。
Hallelujah, Lord, we speak to Ezekiel's joints and muscles.
我们就是对以西结的这个肌肉的这个关节来说话。
Let him be healed.
让他的医治完全的医治。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.